I tell you, this was probably one of the best concerts I've seen in a long time. I took my son on Monday night. We went down to Lancaster to see the Dropkick Murphys, one of my favorite bands right there. And we play a lot of their songs quite often. But yeah, what a fantastic concert. And what gets me is, you know, they're a very pro-union band. And it was interesting to me that during the intermissions, they're playing Billy Bragg songs, you know, the power of the union and all this stuff. And, you know, Lancaster's, you know, a fairly anti-union area. So it's good to see that kind of thrown in there, you know, maybe change the culture a little bit. But good stuff. Recently, I came across what I think is a great, great thing. There's the Teamsters and employers are coming together and putting an apprenticeship program together for dock workers to work in the LTL, the less than truckload freight industry, which, you know, look, these are great paying jobs. Where I started, where I was at, really a good wage, incredible health benefits, retirement security for anybody who's, you know, 18 years old, getting out of high school. This is one of those opportunities to get a really good paying job and not end up with a lifetime full of debt, which is why I've asked Rick Crow to come talk with us. He's the health and safety instructor with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, one of the people helping put this apprenticeship program together. Rick, thanks for taking time for us.
Hi, how are you doing, Rick?
I'm good. You know, I look at this, you know, walk me through this apprenticeship program, because, you know, you think of, you know, the freight industry, you think of dock work. You don't immediately think of an apprenticeship program, but I think this is a great thing. Walk me through it.
All right. Well, what it is we wanted to take dock worker and truck driving. It's not only a dock worker program, it's actually a truck driving program also, and bring it to an apprenticeship program a lot like the building trade. And what we're doing is taking military personnel, high school graduates, and walking them through an apprenticeship, which includes basic operations, safety, advanced operating and practices, and they have to go through several hours of training. So there's like 144 hours of training and hands-on theory of one-on-one with an experienced dock worker or a truck driver, whichever they decide to go for. Hopefully we find some of these workers that are going to transition from the dock work into truck driving itself. As you know, there is tens of thousands of jobs available and a shortage of truck drivers throughout the industry.
Yeah, you know, I look at this, especially, you know, you're an 18-year-old kid who doesn't have a job. This is an incredible way to get a family-sustaining wage job and really get a great start to things. You know, I look at these apprenticeship programs, and I'm a big supporter of apprenticeship programs, you know, regardless of what it is, the electrician, plumber, pipe fitter, you know, go down the line, you know, now truck driver and dock worker. To me, the idea is, you know, taking control and command of your job, of your industry, and really controlling the conditions. I'm curious your thoughts on how you see this playing out.
You know, that's exactly how I see it playing out. One of the reasons we're putting this together is it was really difficult to get people into this industry because of the age gap. We weren't getting people till they were about 25 years old. Our average workforce is now about 50 years old in this industry, and they're retiring and they're moving out. We need to reload this industry with young workers. And by using this apprenticeship program approach, we're able to get these workers from high school, because if we don't get them early, they're going to find other jobs. They're going to move on to something else. And by the time they're 21 to 25 years old, we've lost a huge asset in this workforce. So what we're trying to do is get these young people in early and let them find out that this is a huge career. Many of the workers come here going to college, going to get a degree and whatever they are, and decide to stay when they find out, I didn't know that these benefits were available and these high wages were available in this industry.
Yeah.
So it's an introduction to an old trade. The Teamsters have been around for 100 and from 1903. So and you ask somebody today, they don't even know you say, what is a Teamster? They don't know. I didn't grow up that way. Rick, I don't think you did. Everybody we knew who a Teamster was because it was an honored profession that was well known throughout, you know, throughout the country.
Yeah, the thing that gets me, Rick, is you go from, you know, when I was in high school, you know, even to today, you know, the idea of people actually working, society almost looks down on them. And I'm a firm believer of there is absolute respect in work. There should be reward for work. And regardless of what you do, regardless of what it is you do to support your family, I believe that's worthy of dignity, of respect, and ultimately a living wage with reason, with good health care, with retirement security. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and we know, I know you've been in the industry. I've been in the industry. A lot of people talk down about the industry because of those facts that they know that we're getting those great benefits. We have a living wage. When we're done with our work after we've served our time, we're going to get a pension that will take care of us and a fair pension that we've earned and put into the Treasury ourselves. It isn't something that's given to us. It's coming out of our wage, out of our contract. And as a team, a Teamster, we put those monies together for as we get older, we can survive and not have to worry about living off the public coffers.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a great thing. I think that the Teamsters and unions in general are just a fantastic thing. And the people who don't agree with them, I just think they don't understand.
I'm right there with you. But as a health and safety instructor, you know, the reality is when people think of the Teamsters, I don't think the first thing that pops up is apprenticeship programs. When you think of apprenticeship programs, you think of the building trades. How much in the apprenticeship world do the Teamsters do? How many things do you guys do as health and safety inspectors?
Well, it's brand new in the apprenticeship. We're trying to grow apprenticeships all throughout the country. Right now, Southern California has a huge apprenticeship program, and a lot of it is not in the freight industry, but in the construction industry.
Right.
So a lot of people don't know, like one of our biggest employers is UPS. UPS is a huge multinational employer, and their Teamsters, a lot of construction companies, that's where the apprenticeships, and those are the traditional ones you think of, because they're dealing with large equipment. They're dealing with tools that are dangerous. I also teach an OSHA 10 class, a HAZWOPER class, which is the Hazardous Waste Operations and Emergency Response. We work on nuclear facilities. We work throughout the country. I was one of the places I got to work was my hometown in Hunters Point in San Francisco. If anybody knows, Hunters Point is a facility that in World War II, where the ships would come into the Hunters Point dock, that area was highly contaminated because of the war effort, cleaning up the fuels, breaking down the ship. A lot of those materials were on the ground, and now that's kind of the what they would call the ghetto in San Francisco. Well, it's being cleaned up now through these types of programs that the Teamsters are heading. We have hundreds of workers going out to the fires in California, train them in HAZWOPER, OSHA 10, safety-related courses, and they're out there working now, cleaning up for those disasters in the disaster site working. So I know we're talking more about the training with the truck driving and the warehouse work, but the training that the Teamsters and the union does goes through all facets of industry. So we're really working to change who people think the Teamsters are.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because, you know, I've had a couple people go, well, you know, these apprenticeship programs, it's just for the members. Can people who aren't members, can they get into these apprenticeship programs?
Absolutely. This is through funding through the Department of Labor. So a lot of these workers that I'm telling you about are not Teamsters at all. This is public funds. Now, we like to train lots of Teamsters also and our workers, but most of the workers that come through our training programs are not Teamsters. So anybody can apply for these positions or for this training. They can go to the Teamsters website through the international, and you'll see a laundry list of courses throughout the country that people can attend to get training in, like I said, OSHA 10, hazardous waste operations and emergency response forklift training. Just more than, I don't have the list in front of me, but there's many, many classes. Right. I teach about just 7 of them myself.
Well, the reality is I hope folks will go to teamstersafety.org. You can /worker-training and take a look at the things that are there. And look, I've known a couple people who wanted to take and I think ultimately signed up for some of the large forklift training they had here recently in the area where I'm at. And I got really good feedback from it. So as someone who supports apprenticeship programs, who wants to see people get the skills and the training they need to get life-changing employment, this sounds like a great thing to me. And, Rick, I appreciate the time. It's great talking with you. You guys keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you very much. And, spread the word.
Good stuff.
I like what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Rick Crow, a health and safety instructor there with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Again, the website you want to make sure you check out, teamsterssafety.org, worker-training, if you want to take a look at that. Tons of stuff there. And as I've said, you know, this is really, really incredible because you can get the kind of training that's going to get, you know, life-changing jobs, that is going to, you know, put you